Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back, it's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Our phone number is 800-531-3815, toll free coast to coast. And I'll introduce you to Stephen Gaffney. Stephen is the author of Just Be Honest, Authentic Communication Strategies That Get the Results and Last a Lifetime. He's a speaker, a trainer. His company is internationally recognized. He works with people to improve their communication, whether it be among them, among individuals or among groups and teams. And he's our new friend, Stephen Gaffney. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you on the show. Stephen, first I guess I want to ask you, well, you've devoted an awful lot of your career to getting people to be honest. And so my question to you is, why did you feel that that was such an important thing for you to focus so much time on?
Great question. I've been doing a lot of work with communication and motivation, and as I started teaching people strategies about communication, I found out invariably the problem usually came down to a lack of honesty on one person's part, or sometimes both people's part. I mean, all you have to do is look at what's happening in the news over the past year and a half with all these corporations and organizations, and look how many organizations are having a problem with honesty.
Yeah, and of course, I mean, I see that as kind of two different things. Both examples are about dishonesty, but one, there's a difference in telling in stealing people's money and being a little less than forthcoming in a conversation. But I agree with you. What I think you mean, is that the fundamental dishonesty is the root of all of that, isn't it?
Well, what we're talking about is different cases, and certainly people sometimes lie because of greed and things like that. But I will tell you, Jim, from working with people and organizations at all levels, what stops people from being up front is usually fear. Mm-hmm. Almost always it's fear. So there are exceptions like with the greed thing.
Right.
But for the most part, it's fear. It's fear of retribution, fear it's going to hurt somebody's feelings. It always comes down to fear. But here's the good news. The good news is we can do something about this.
Let's talk about why they are afraid, though. Why would people be afraid? I mean, obviously, fear of retribution. That's politics, and I can see that. I can see that people would be that way. And when someone is less than honest because of fear of retribution, that's basically, in as much as being dishonesty, it's basically withholding important information, isn't it?
Well, it could be, and it could be something very innocent. Like, for example, big pitch in the organization is we need for people to be up front. You have a piece of information that's very important, but you're concerned, let's say, that if you tell your boss is going to flip out or fly off the handle.
Right.
And if you've got a family to feed, we're going to be hard-pressed with getting you or somebody in that position to tell the truth. But here's what we can do. We can teach them skills and strategies. Then they become less fearful and automatically be more honest. We can do something about this.
All right, how do we do that?
Well, here's the thing. There's a ton of strategies out there, and there's many strategies. One of the strategies in our book, Just Be Honest, is the distinction between what you notice and what you imagine. And it's the distinction basically between fact versus opinion. Right away, one of the biggest problems is many people think their opinions are facts. Of course, I'm sure that's never happened to us. But
no, well, of course, what I tell people is I'm frequently wrong, but never in doubt.
Yeah. Well, so here's the first step. The first step is to recognize it's really a fact or an opinion. I'll give you a good example. Somebody doesn't call you back. That person doesn't respect me. They don't care what I think. They're not on top of things. But here's could be a simple thing. They wrote down to call you back, and then they forgot or they misplaced a piece of paper,
right.
Or they didn't get the message, or maybe something happened
in
their priority.
Or maybe AOL lost your email.
Absolutely. You know, isn't that remarkable how in this day and age we think email is automatic, and I can tell you it isn't.
Every day that goes by, it's less and less automatic because of the spam filters that are killing good email.
Absolutely. So the first step is to recognize what is actually the fact and what's... So somebody doesn't call you back. The only fact is they didn't call you back. We don't know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
But people do have a hard time. Like, even in small businesses, let's say... a client owes you money, but they're the same client that's a big client that's been helping you out in a lot of ways. How do you broach that subject? Now, the answer is you just got to be upfront with the person because they can appreciate that, but people get scared. And problems start from small little things, and they blossom into big things because people withhold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really a problem. So should we separate... In order to be clear and in order to be effective in our remediation of this problem, should we separate the things that are lies and the things that are just being withheld?
Well, I really actually don't differentiate that. There was a study done about 10 years ago, and the study was with 40,000 people. Bottom line is they found out 91% of people lie regularly. Now, often people think, aren't we part of the 9% who don't?
Yeah, that's a pretty cynical statistic, isn't it?
Well, actually, I think it's closer to about 100% of people lie, and here's the thing.
Including you and me?
I think we all do. And here's what happens. Is we call them innocent lies, white lies, or I didn't lie, I just didn't share everything.
Yeah.
I mean, and
the
so
sin,
I'm...
The sin of omission.
Yes, and here's the thing, and people say, well, I didn't lie, I just withheld. Well, Jim, has this ever happened to you where somebody, you found out later that somebody knowingly withheld a piece of information that had you make an entirely different decision?
Absolutely.
And then afterwards, how do you feel towards that person?
Not very good.
So I call of those lies, but what I want to try to get out of is the morality of it. Just talk about it, that people get stuck. But the thing is, there's strategies you can learn, and one strategy we were just talking about earlier is fact from an opinion. So even before you're talking to the person, instead of going hard charging in there, you don't respect me, you don't care, or, you know, where is the... What's the fact, what actually has happened, and what are we making up in our mind?
Well, one of the reasons why I think that and I'm certainly not trying to influence your program or anything, the way you teach this, Stephen, but I think as a business owner, I think I need to separate the direct lies from the sins of omission, from the things that are being withheld. Because I can't help you as much if you're a liar as much as I can if you're just withholding things from me. Because if you're withholding it from me as a manager, as your boss, so to speak, then I can do something more about that. And when we come back, I want you to help us sort through that. Right after these messages, we'll be right back with Stephen Gaffney. He's the author of Just Be Honest. I'm Jim Blassingame, and we'll be right back. Back, it's 23 After. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Stephen Gaffney is our guest, and he is the author of Just Be Honest, Authentic Communication Strategies That Get Results and Last a Lifetime. Stephen, we need to know about your website, please.
Oh, www.justbehonest.com. JustBeHonest.com. In fact, there's an honesty quiz on our website for them.
All right. We like quizzes. Is this one going to hurt, though? Sounds like this one might sting a little bit, especially since you said 100% of it's lies. Sounds like this one might sting a little bit. But, folks, if you're into pain, check out Stephen's website there. Steve, tell us where your book's available to, please.
Well, the easiest way, again, is to go on our website, justbehonest.com, or they can call our office. And I'll tell you what, if they call our office and mention your show, well, there's an audio CD we can throw in, too.
All right. We love free stuff, too. We like quizzes and free stuff.
Yes.
Stephen, as we went to the break there, I wanted to get this conversation around to the one person who can make the most difference. By changing one person, we can maybe change the honesty level. The honesty quotient, what is that, HQ? Let's just change the honesty, the HQ in an organization. And that's the boss, the person, the apex person in every company, the person sitting at the top who's allegedly got an open door policy. And, you know, an open door policy, as far as I'm concerned, presumes that people can be honest. But a lot of times, either you're not making them feel that they can be honest, or they think that they can't be honest because you're the boss and the last boss they had fired them for being honest. What can we say to owners out there and managers and people who are leading people? How can they, what can we say to them to help their people to be more honest and not only to not lie, but to not withhold?
Great point. The first key is to realize that we train and condition people to be honest with us or not be honest. And people often say, well, how do you do that? Easy. Have you ever had somebody in your life who says, you know what, give me some feedback. I want your honest feedback, your honest opinion. And you go ahead and you give them your honest opinion that maybe isn't so nice, let's say, or a little bit critical, and then the person flies off the handle and gets defensive. Next time they ask you for feedback, you're like, forget it. Mm-hmm. What we don't realize is we train and condition people all day long. Had a person up in New Jersey, she said, you know, my teenage daughter lies to me. What do you think I should do? I said, go home tonight and ask your teenage daughter, what is it about me that has you not feel like you can tell me the truth?
Mm-hmm.
What is it about me that has you feel like you can't tell me the truth? Whether it's a small business, individuals, and any organization, the key is we train and condition people to be upfront or not be upfront. So what can we do? First is not get defensive when we ask for feedback. Create a safe environment for people to say things. Second step, when we do get defensive, because we're all human, we get upset, immediately do one of the most important things we can do, which is remember the three greatest words in the English language. I am sorry.
Mm-hmm.
We make mistakes. I'm sorry. I got upset yesterday when I asked you for feedback. I'm sorry. Could you please? I appreciate the feedback. What you can do is actually repair the problem instead of ignore the problem. Mm-hmm. But the most important thing is to not get defensive.
Stan, I'm going to go back to that word. Folks, I like that word. There's a word that Stephen just used that I want you to think about. You know, a lot of times, Stephen, we think that once we've said something, once we've done something, that's out there for all time. But I like the way you use the word repair. We can repair things, can't we?
Absolutely.
We can repair these relationships. Go ahead.
And the key thing is to do something about it. So many times, Jim, people come to me and I have an issue with somebody, and I'll say, well, have you talked about it? Well, no. What we do, we don't realize that silence actually trains people to keep doing that activity.
Mm-hmm.
One of the most important ways to repair is to not be silent and to be upfront, but take ownership of our opinion, what we were talking about before. Come at it from a position, you know, I might be wrong, I might be right, but bottom line, I want to resolve this. I want to repair this. I want to have a great relationship with you. I want to get more business from you. I want to repair this issue. It's just being upfront.
You know, Stephen, another thing that I've been talking about for a long time, I want to see what you think about it. What I've been trying to get encouraging people to do is whenever somebody makes a mistake that could be omitted when they discuss it with you or covered up or whatever, or they're reluctant to bring it to you soon enough, If they know that as long as they were trying when the mistake was made, they weren't doing something that they knew better than to do, but they were trying, they were taking initiative, they were trying to create some things. As long as they know that when they bring that failure to us, whatever got broken, that instead of saying you're fired or whatever we might do, we would say instead, okay, this wasn't good, but what did we learn?
Absolutely. Lessons learned is so important. I see so many people in relationships and meetings and stuff spend so much time like blaming and justifying behavior that hasn't worked. And the bottom line is, okay, this happened. What are we going to do from this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, just think about this, Jim. We look back at our life. The way we grew isn't by our successes. It actually was by our mistakes that we learned valuable things that propelled us to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
So things that happened from our past that are happening to us now could be great lessons in which we could actually move forward on. A friend of mine missed a conference call that he was in charge of.
Wow.
And the key thing was, you know, he was so upset with himself, but the key thing was, we said to him, what can you learn from this situation, mm-hmm. such that you're on top of things, like, better than you ever have been before? Instead of having this be an awful situation, have this be a wake-up call in which you decide to change your life, change the situation right now.
The book is called Just Be Honest. The author is Stephen Gaffney. He's our new friend, but he'll be back another day. Stephen, thank you very much for being here today, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for having me on the show.
Stephen Gaffney, ladies and gentlemen. Stephen, give us your website one more time.
JustBeHonest.com.
All right.
JustBeHonest.com.
Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.